Who do you think is the best team in the NFC right now?
Oh, wow, man. Guys, that's like a multi-layered question. simply because I think that most people would automatically just go ahead and decide with the team that probably just has the best record, because that seems like the easy way to go. And I think that when you really talk about who's the best team, I think much more goes into it than just simply looking at one's record, because you look at the Green Bay Packers, they're 8-2, but you see that obviously they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, and then they stubbed their toe against the Los Angeles Chargers. You look at the New Orleans Saints, they're 7-2 right now, but they just got blasted by the Atlanta Falcons, and you see the San Francisco 49ers have the best record in the NFC right now at 8-1, but the 49ers haven't necessarily played any good teams, or should I say beat any good teams. Yeah. And then you got the Seattle Seahawks right behind them at 8-2 in the NFC West right now. If I had to go ahead and just make a judgment right now, I would probably have to go with the Packers or the Seahawks. A lot of people are going to wonder, well, Stafford, why wouldn't you choose the 49ers? They're 8-1. Well, yeah, but the 49ers also haven't really played a bevy of good teams this year. And we see last night they lose to the Seattle Seahawks, mainly because the Seattle Seahawks had the better quarterback, the one who was better under pressure versus Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think that when you factor in the better teams and you're getting to December, January, when those games really, really matter, a lot of it comes down to who's battle-tested, who's better under pressure in those situations. And right now, out of the top four teams in the NFC, I would go with the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. No disrespect to Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. I really think it's a tight race, but if I had to just choose one, I would go with Green Bay and Seattle. But once again, I will say this. I do think that there's not one team in the NFC right now that if they played the Seattle Seahawks versus the New Orleans Saints five times, I don't think Seattle would win all five. I mean, we can clearly see the Saints beat them earlier this season. I think if the 49ers played the Packers, it wouldn't be a landslide 5-0 either way. I think it just all comes down to the day that they're going to match up against each other. But if I just, you know, you guys live out there in Vegas, obviously we know that sports betting is legal in certain states right now. I would put it on the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, let's just switch over to the AFC, because we'll get into the Raiders and their playoff possibilities. But on the AFC side, you talked about head-to-head matchups. Are the Ravens the best team in the AFC right now?
No, I don't think so, simply because I think that once Lamar Jackson, if he ever becomes more of a prolific passer, somebody who can play from inside the pocket and beat you with his arm, not just with his feet, I think then Baltimore is going to be really, really, really dangerous. But until then, I would still give it to the New England Patriots. And I have this conversation with people at the gym or that I see out and about all the time, and they ask me, well, Stanford, who do you think is the best team in the AFC? And I would go and I say the New England Patriots. And they're like, you wouldn't say the Baltimore Ravens? And I'd say, no, I don't think Baltimore can beat New England. And they're like, well, what do you mean? Because Baltimore just beat New England 9 days ago on Sunday Night Football. And I'm like, and? Like, that's October. Right. Like, I'm talking about in January when it counts. And I don't see Baltimore beating the New England Patriots in January when it counts, even though Baltimore has beat the New England Patriots before at Foxborough a couple of times in the playoffs. But I just don't see it, because Bill Belichick is going to have a game plan for that rushing attack and for Lamar Jackson, keeping him in the pocket, not letting him beat him with his legs.